You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quincy, what are you up to today?
Oh, I just headed into work today.
Okay, which is what? What do you do?
I work in an apartment community in Lakewood.
Snakewood? What do you do for that apartment community?
I manage it, actually.
Okay. Whoa, fancy.
Hmm. How are your tenants these days?
They're doing really well. We're getting into the spring season, so thank goodness the winter is over with, and now, getting everybody ready for summer.
Listen, the mind bender yesterday, Quincy, was about the number of people who hide a pet from their landlord. Mm-hmm. And they think they get away with it, but you pretty much know, right?
Essentially.
Yeah.
You know what's going
on. People think they're so clever.
You see him out walking a dog, and you're like, wait a minute. They're not supposed to have a dog. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's like.
Do you bust him? Do you kick down the door and be like, give me your dog?
No, it's a lot less actionable than that.
A lot less dramatic. Just a warning letter.
It's a note on the door, taped to the door.
I noticed you had a dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then they'll come back and say, it's not mine. I was just pet sitting for a day.
Bug off, Quincy. Quit being so nosy.
Uh-huh.
Get a life.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, that's got to be your life, man.
That's it. Yeah, dealing with people.
People.
All right.
Ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I sure am.
All right.
I can't give him this first one we were going to do.
Trying to remember which one that one was.
It's the HOA one.
Oh, don't do that. No,
don't do that one. Can't do that. All right, listen, to everyone who's on hold right now, even if Quincy gets this, don't hang up, please, because we still want to talk to you. Well, let's see if Quincy gets this one. 10 seconds. We need 5 different. This is too hard for Quincy.
You don't know.
Well, I got a feeling.
Like what?
Brands of lotion.
He might be highly moisturized. You don't know.
All right, 5 brands of lotion. Ready and go.
Johnson & Johnson. Sephora. I don't know. I'm not good with lotion.
Aveeno, Cetaphil.
You missed this.
And many more.
Solid Aveeno.
Yeah, that wasn't my forte.
All right, Quincy.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy.
See you later.
Yes, sir. You guys too.
Go clean the pool.
Bye-bye. I hit the dump button because he might have said something.
No, I think he did.
The people on hold would have heard it.
He was so quick.
And people streaming would have heard it. People just listening on a regular radio would not have heard it.
He should have seen us. Both of us made eye contact. We're like,
did he say what I think he said?
I think he said it.
I don't know if he did.
Oh, well.
Let me just ask Marlo. Marlo, did you hear anything questionable during that?
I did. I did not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No. That's good.
It was quick. It was so quick.
We hope you didn't. He might have slipped in a word.
It was the F word. We can just say it.
So, but we don't know.
It might have been the F word. So we hit the dumb button.
He might have said something. I hit the dumb button just in case.
Ah, well.
Okay.
Watch your mouth, Marlo.
Yeah. Potty mouth.
Oh, I won't say that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Who's a little rugrat I hear climbing around in your car with you?
He's my foster son.
Okay, how old is he?
He will be 4 next month.
Is he a handful?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Kind of into everything, huh?
Yes.
Well,
he's Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man?
Spider-Man? Is that what you said?
Yes, I tell everyone that it's not easy being Spider-Man.
Wow. Well, good for you having patience.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with your day?
I'm dropping him off to school and then I'm off to work.
What do you do?
So I have 3 jobs. My first 2 jobs are nursing jobs. And then my 3rd job today that I'm going to is a mobile home parts store.
I'll be darned.
Wow, you are busy.
You're a hardworking lady, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you have any time for yourself?
Me and my husband like to go out to eat and go to the movies and do like date nights. That's probably the most.
That's the extent. That's all right.
That's important.
It's very important.
I'm glad you do it. What's the last movie you went to see? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. gosh. It's
been a while, Marlo.
It She's has like,
Beetlejuice?
No, not that long. We do like to watch a lot of movies at home, too, if we...
Fair enough.
Sure.
Yeah.
All good.
Good for you. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. Give us the names of five mountain towns. Five, and not foothills, mountains. Five mountain towns. Ready? And... go!
Oh, I don't know any mountain towns.
Oh, boy.
None?
Oh, my gosh. Rocky Mountain. No.
Vail or something?
Aspen.
Aspen, Vail.
Okay.
No?
Silverthorne, Vail. Frisco.
Yeah, well, time is up.
We're done now,
time
Marlo.
Is up. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't really know any mountain
don't
towns.
You apologize to us. We're grateful that you listen and very happy that you called us.
All righty. Thank you. I'll try next time.
Okay, Marlo. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That's a bummer.
I know.
I thought that was a guaranteed winner.
Slam dunk. Here's David. Hi, David.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm working from home.
You know, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. We're doing an entire segment tomorrow at 7 o'clock about this story that's out about how some remote workers are ruining it for others.
Because you're not actually working, David.
Yeah, like you. You're calling us.
That's right.
You're going to the gym.
Watching your favorite show.
What is it that you do from home then, David?
What is it that you don't do from home?
I am the head of healthcare equity research for a New York City-based investment bank.
That sounds extremely important.
They have no idea what you're doing out here in the Mountain Time Zone. They don't care.
You're scratching your butt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know. No.
They don't know.
That sounds like a high-class job that you got, David.
Yeah, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not that good.
Yeah, it's good. Got to put in some more time.
Great gas mileage.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's the go-to, right?
I love the Hyundais, man.
Really affordable.
I'm a fan.
Is there a cat in the background or a kid? What do I keep hearing?
Yes.
Both?
My wife and I volunteer for a nonprofit that helps take care of feral cats. It's called Forgotten Felines.
Okay, because I kept
so
hearing...
So we've got three rescue cats of our own, a pair of feral cats that live outside, and a foster cat that we're taking care of that just got back.
There it is again.
That is funny sound.
It is. The cat's like, you let me outside.
All right. I have to take a few minutes here, David, but I've got to recount a story of something I did on this show back in the 90s that I'll never, ever forget. So what I did is I took the sound of a cat's meow, and it was crystal clear. Didn't sound like it was over a phone, right? It was like a sound of a cat. And I recorded it so it played only in one channel. So, like, if you were listening in your car, it would just come out of, like, the rear left speaker, okay? Now, wait a minute. So I would drop it in over the course of an hour. I would drop it in about every minute or two. But I never said anything about it, and I didn't, like, pause. It was as if I couldn't hear it, right? So I'm just playing this cat sound randomly every once in a while. And you should have heard the calls when I finally gave away that it was a joke.
Yeah.
We had people pulling over to the side of the road and like tearing their car apart. We had people in their houses moving furniture.
Where's the cat?
Yeah. As people lost it, people would they would pull over off the highway, open up the trunk of their car because they thought a cat was in there. And it was one of the best practical jokes I have ever played on this show.
Solid joke.
And it's been so long that I shouldn't have said anything, and we should have done that again.
No. Darn it.
And it sounds a lot like
this. David's house.
Sounds like David's house.
I got to tell you, the best practical joke that I have ever heard was this one guy played on one of our preschool teachers. She had gone into the hospital and delivered a baby, and he called up and said he was from Blue Cross Blue Shield and that they were going to deny payment for her episiotomy because it wasn't a pre-approved surgery.
Oh, my God. For an episiotomy. Come on.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
It's so funny.
How long did he let it go before he let her in on it?
I think it was just a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. I bet. Really yeah, mad. She's like, shut up.
Yeah, that is funny.
All right, that's good.
Oh, that's great. Okay. You're fun to talk to, David. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
I am.
All right.
All right.
Buddy.
10 seconds.
You got to tell me how to do it.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to give you a category. Like, for instance, we might say five brands of cereal, and then you've got 10 seconds. You've got to rattle off five of those brands of cereal, okay?
Okay.
All okay, right. But we're not. That's not your topic. That was just an example.
So don't start reeling off cereal.
Okay. What you're going to get, and we start the timer immediately, so in 10 seconds, you must give us five things that your HOA will yell at you about. Five things an HOA might get mad at you about. Ready and go.
Color paint, garbage in the yard, cars parked outside, too much noise, bad Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I think
that all kind of fits, more or less.
Jeremy's on an HOA board, and he...
I ding you for all that.
He gets mad at people left and right.
Yeah, take your Christmas decorations down, for goodness sakes.
You're a winner!
Good job, cat boy.
The feral cat man wins. What are all those cats' names?
One is called Rooney, after the old English soccer player. Okay. One is called Nadia, and the other is called K2, after a minor Indian god of destruction.
Wow.
Oh. Like K2 the mountain also?
Fancy.
Yeah. It's spelled a little differently, but yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, that's fun. Good for you. Thank you for being on the show. If you will hold on, Josh is going to come back, and he's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Excellent. God, this is so cool.
It is cool.
It's fun, huh?
It's fun.
Nice meeting you, buddy.
Nice meeting you guys, too.
All right. Hey, see you later, David.
Don't go away. Don't go away. Here's Billy. Billy, what are you up to today?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, nothing. Hanging out.
Just sitting around, huh?
Yeah.
Do you work?
No. Well, kind of. Mostly house husband, but I also do stuff on eBay.
Oh, okay. Old, I thought you started to say deal watches. Drugs or
you
something.
You deal drugs on eBay?
No, Swatch watches, man. Come on.
Swatch watches?
What is this, 1988?
Yeah, no, I sell the old ones from like 83 through like 88.
That's big money for all that vintage stuff.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
man.
Big money.
What do you get for a Swatch watch these days in good shape?
Oh, it depends. Some of them, I've sold them for $800, $1,000.
That's awesome.
And what are you paying for them?
Oh, next to nothing.
You finding them at like yard sales and Goodwills and stuff?
Yeah, and like antique shops and that kind of thing.
So you might find a Swatch watch, let's say, for $10, and then you can sell it for $500-$600, let's say.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. No way.
How many of those do you turn around a month, roughly, give or take?
Oh, it depends. I only sell them when I really need the money, so about twice a year.
Oh,
usually I'll list.
Oh, twice
so
a
it's
year.
Not like a permanent side hustle. You just, whenever you find a couple, you throw them
on. I mean, the big ones, you know, the really expensive ones, and
like,
I need it.
Like what? Which one's the most
What's
expensive?
What's a really expensive one?
Most of the 83s. 83 was the first year they came out.
Is
they
that
made some in 82.
Is that an $800 one or more than that?
Oh, some of them are more than that. Some of them are less.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the most you ever got for one Swatch watch?
Oh, probably $1,000.
Oh. That's really good, man.
Yeah, lots of 400, 500, 600. Did I pay, you know?
You only do that twice a year? Why don't you do it like a couple times a month?
Because I don't need the money.
He's rolling in it, man.
My God.
It's just, you know, for funsies.
Wealthy Billy here on line four.
And I'll have you guys know I was listening this morning, giving away the Elitch Garden season passes. So I came home and bought one.
Oh, you're a good man.
Like, oh, yeah, that's too good a deal.
That's great.
They're good partners of ours.
Anytime so, I want.
Yeah, thanks for supporting Elitch's.
Josh, make sure you save that audio and send that to the Elitch people, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. It was. I was like, wow, a season pass to Elitch. I still haven't been to Elitch.
You're going to have the time of your life,
you're
going
to have a great time.
I haven't been to Elitch.
Well, you're going to be. You're
a million times, but.
You're going to have a great time. I'm glad you bought that season pass, my friend.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
definitely.
We already got a winner in the game, so.
I know. Thanks.
I'm glad you stuck around to chat.
I knew the HOA one. I knew all the rules.
Sure.
Yeah. Those horrible HOA people.
It was better than lotion, though. Jergens.
All right, Billy, we know what you're doing.